We often hear about contaminants such as coal ash or sewage that harm area waterways, but one of Alabama's most common pollutants is sediment. For years, it's been filling up streams and lakes. All the recent construction around Birmingham has made sediment an even bigger problem for the Cahaba watershed. In the first of two stories, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgson explores the effects.
Cahaba Riverkeeper David Butler often has to convince people that sediment can be a problem.
You know, rivers are remarkably resilient. They can handle a normal amount of mud.
But he says the amount of mud in the Cahaba is not normal. Walking along a section of the river in Hoover, Butler leans over and scoops up a handful of rocks.
You see how much dirt there is in it. There's not a lot of space in between the rocks for bugs and, you know, mussels and snails to live.
He says over the years, parts of the river have accumulated as much as 20 feet of extra sediment. That has a big impact, according to Randy Haddock. He's the field director of the Cahaba River Society.
Here is a list of some of the species that are federally listed as either threatened or endangered species in the Cahaba. All of them say it's because of excessive sediment smothering their habitats.
Take mussels, for example. Haddock says the population today is about one-tenth of what it used to be. And it's not just the loss of biodiversity. He says the Cahaba is the biggest source of drinking water for Birmingham, and sediment is the biggest pollutant threatening that source.
It's a very different kind of pollution problem in that you can't point to a pipe with nasty stuff coming out of the pipe saying, well, that's poisonous. You need to limit how much of that comes out.
He says most of the sediment in the Cahaba comes from erosion along the riverbank. Haddock says this is caused by increasing volumes of stormwater runoff. The impact can be seen over decades. But another more immediate problem happens during construction. When developers clear land, say they cut down trees or they bulldoze a site, exposed dirt and gravel can wash into nearby streams. Wesley Zeck is an engineering professor at UAB. He says this is a problem across the U.S.
Currently, research has shown there's 80 million tons of sediment that is discharged into our nation water bodies from construction sites every year.
Developers in Alabama are required by state and local environmental agencies to prevent this, but activists say there's not enough enforcement. On the other hand, construction workers say it can be difficult to keep all the dirt contained, especially in Alabama, where the land can be hilly and it rains a lot.
This is another sediment retention barrier.
At a recent workshop in Pelham, builders and designers learn the latest research on sediment and erosion control. They discuss which fabric is best for a silt fence and when to use other barriers. Philip Voss listens from the crowd. He's with the construction company D.R. Horton.
You know, one thing that we promote right now is be the water. Think about where the water is going, because not only are you trying to manage that water, but you got to manage the quality of that water.
Engineering professor Wesley Zeck says these controls aren't new.
They've been used for quite a long time, but now we see it's becoming more of a priority.
He says that's because the impacts of sediment pollution are becoming more evident. A few years ago, a state environmental study recommended reducing the amount of sediment in the Cahaba by about 50%. Construction is just the beginning. Experts say to really see progress, developers have to change not only how they build, but how they design from the ground up. Mary Scott Hodgson, WBHM.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about some of those design practices, which city and state agencies are now encouraging. Also, the Cahaba River Society is a program sponsor in WBHM. However, the news and business departments operate independently.